My name's Stacey. Lovely to have your company this morning. We're at the Drovers Festival in Camberwell today, one of the biggest events for the town, I think, all year round. And the lady who is the driving force behind it is president of the Drovers Camp Committee. Her name is Liz Flood. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, you have looked like the busiest woman in Australia since we got here yesterday afternoon, buzzing around everywhere. Why do you do it?
I love it. I really do love it. It's a challenge, but it's very rewarding.
Tell me a bit about the history of the festival, how it all started, and it's been going for a long time now.
This is our 13th year, and it was the idea of Kelly Dixon and Aidan Day and a few here in Camberwell to get behind and save the Australian history of the droving era. I became involved the first year, and I have stayed with it ever since. I just enjoy it. And what, as I said, is what we're doing is trying to preserve the Australian history.
Why is that so important?
We are such a young country, and I just feel if it's not preserved now, it will be all lost.
Tell us a bit about the weekend. What happens over the couple of days?
It is full on. it's really good. All the fellows come back. As I said, we've had 65 drivers come from all over Australia so far for this weekend. And it's they all get together, swap yarns, and we get a lot of history out of that as well.
And how old? What would be the average age of the drivers?
70 to 90 years of age. I have got 11 over 80 this year.
Yeah, is that almost? I don't want to say a bit scary, but, you know, is that why it's so important to, while we've still got these people, to really embrace this?
Exactly, because they're the only people that can give us the history to preserve. And it's not just memorabilia side of it, it's the words and their writings as well.
Liz, why is Camberwell and this part of the world so particularly rich in this droving heritage?
This was where they all sort of met and went. Not all drovers, just drovers all over Australia, but there was a big contingent here that brought cattle in from the territory on Western Australia in through here. And this was like the droving capital, where they got their plants together and went out and came back and spelled their horses here, etc.
And back in the day, Camberwell was bigger than it is now. We were hearing that a little bit earlier from Paul Finlay.
I believe it was quite a lot bigger than what it is today. It was before my time in this country.
How did you come to be in Camberwell yourself?
5 years ago, my husband and I decided to retire and come out here. And, yes, that's how it started. But, I mean, as I said, I'd been with the droving era since it started, or the festival since it started. And we would just love it.
What is it about Camberwell? I mean, it's a lovely little town, but I tell you what, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere. And a couple of hours to Isa, and you're just near the Northern Territory border. What do you love about it?
The open spaces, the peace, the quiet, and yet we're not really limited. We're on the main highway, right on the main highway.
Yes, that's true, actually, isn't it? Like it is a couple of hours to Mount Isa, but it's a good drive.
Exactly, and it's amazing just who you do meet here in Camberwell at any time of the year.
Liz, what are going to be some of the real highlights this weekend? The ball last night, where I heard you were donning a bit of a wig. You were incognito at the ball last night. There was the street parade. What are going to be some of the highlights?
Today we have the Bronco branding and the race meeting, as well as all the displays here. But I believe they have Bronco branders from Northern Territory, Queensland, and I think South Australia. I won't note a little bit later on this morning. Race meeting, they have very good nominations for the races today, which is beautiful to see, and they'll also get a good crowd from here.
What's involved in the Bronco branding? Everybody's talking about this.
Bronco branding has become a sport, but what it is actually how cattle were branded back in the early days. It's sort of a beast is lassoed, front rope put on, back rope put on, taken to the ground and actually branded, and it's done in a time limit.
It sounds good. And teams from everywhere?
Teams from everywhere. We have 9 teams from Neutral Junction over near Alice Springs, and, I mean, that's a fair distance for them to travel. It's beautiful.
You're on ABC Western and Northwest Queensland. I'm talking to Liz Flood this morning. She's president of the Drovers Camper Festival Committee. Of course, that's where we are right now. It's all kicking off this morning, or kicked off last night, in fact, but plenty to be done and to see over the weekend. Liz, how do you manage? Like, there's all these people here and there's sort of tents and things everywhere. How does town cope with having this influx of people over the weekend?
Quite easy. No, it's lovely to see it, and it is the biggest weekend in Camberwell, but it sort of does a lot for the little community. Of the population of only 300, it is great to see.
You are, I believe, the only female president of the committee in history.
Exactly. We've had two males before me, yeah, the First Lady. Yeah.
What do the fellas think about that?
I couldn't really say. They don't seem to object.
You were saying a little bit earlier that you're proudly following in the footsteps of a lady called Edna Jessop. Can you tell us about her?
Edna was a lovely lady. She was the only lady boss driver, and sort of at an early age. And I really looked up to her. She was like a mentor to me. Had a very hard life, and she said to me when I became president, "You're following in my footsteps." And I said, "How's that, Edna?" And she said, "Well, you're the First Lady President." And I thought that was very special coming from her.
Yeah. Where did she drive?
All in this country here, right out through the Murrinjoy. Yes, all down into South West Queensland. Yeah, big trips she did.
Yeah. What are your plans for the festival into the future? Have you got more things that you want to do, or you've pretty much nailed it, do you reckon?
Never nailed it. I would like to see it get a little bit bigger, but my prime concern are the drovers. I love to see all the public come in to share their experiences, but the drovers are very special.
Is there a new generation coming through of drovers?
No, droving is a thing of virtually of the past. The semi-trailers have now taken over from the droving era, from where they used to go out on horses and bring the cattle for months on end. The trucks now do it in such a short time.
So how do you inspire young people to become involved in the festival and even down the track when the drovers are gone, keep this going?
History. I want the younger generation to learn about their Australian heritage.
You're pretty busy. We're going to have to let you go so you can start sorting out everybody else. I just wanted to ask you, when you're not organising the Drovers Festival and you are as busy as you are, what do you enjoy doing here at Camberwell?
Getting ready for the next festival.
So it takes a year?
It virtually does, yes. I mean, as you say, being remote, it does take a lot of organising.
Liz, lovely to have spoken to you this morning, and we will see you buzzing around all day, I'm sure. Good luck with the weekend.
Thanks, Stacey.
Liz Flood, who is the president of the committee that organises the Camberwell Drovers Festival, busy as a bee, a top lady, and it was lovely to have a chat to her.